Welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. On this podcast, we hope you'll find resources to help you grow deeper in your knowledge of the Bible, as well as practical tips to help you grow in your faith each day. Motion Church is a house church planted in Port Orange, Florida, that is seeking to help followers of Jesus know God deeper, love our neighbors like Jesus, and reach the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining.
What's up, everybody? It's Caleb and Shannon here back with Motion Church Weekly. We are kicking off a new series in the podcast about the biblical church. Biblical church. And so we briefly mentioned, you know, some topics we're going to cover in the intro episode. So if you haven't got that, go check that out. But today we're kicking off, like I said, this new series about the biblical church. And so we wanted to kind of start off with what our church looks like.
Yeah. And why we're kind of focusing on that.
Why we're going with this. And so this series is going to be a few different episodes here focusing on what the church is, what the church should be doing, the identity of the church. And so just a little bit of background about Motion Church is we are a house church that has been meeting for a couple years now. And so we've kind of shifted and changed, and as the Lord has changed our hearts and our minds over the past couple of years, we have seen that change our church and what we believe God is wanting us to do here in Port Orange, Florida. And so we are meeting on Sundays at 10 in a home, and just got some families and some single people here that are studying the Word with us. And Shannon, you want to give a little bit more about just kind of what we are as a whole?
Yeah, we, you know, this started, four or five years ago this initially kind of was taking root. As both Caleb and I were in a church context on staff at a local church, and I had started working on a bachelor's degree in business, and then I started my master's degree in theology, and really it was forcing me to dig deep into scripture, and my teachers really did a good job of hurting my brain and making me think, and it made me really dig into the scriptures. And the more I started digging into the scriptures, the more I kind of was seeing the Christian system that we see kind of generally speaking in the Western church. I was kind of, you could say, spiritually raging against. And that's kind of maybe a little extreme, but it kind of made the change that maybe how we were doing church wasn't what God initially intended us to do. And so that kind of started the whole thing. And you and I were serving together in ministry and very much like-minded. And that's when we decided to pull the triggers. Like, you know what? I think God is really communicating this whole idea, and I think it's best served in a kind of a new context. And so we stepped out to plant a new church in the area. And really, we kind of was starting off very similar in a similar type mindset. But the more we were going through the prep work, the more God was showing us that I think really the house context was really what the direction the church should be heading in. And not that we're against in any other church structure. We just really, the more we got into the scriptures, and we thought, you know, that was the way that we should be heading. And then eventually kind of even looking at the whole incorporating as a 501(c) and all of those things, we're like, I don't know if that really is the way to go. And so we're like, man, how do we do this? And that's kind of where we're at. We're making that transition out of just being a group of followers of Jesus that are committed together to reach our community as a church. And so that's what this podcast, I guess, why we're having a podcast about the church, and is for that purpose. As we're going through this new direction with Motion Church, we want to be able to share it with everyone else. I'm sure we're not the only ones out there that may be confronted with this and maybe thinking, man, man, this is where the Lord is heading me, but how do we do this? What does it look like? And so that's what we're doing. Wanting to share our experiences with you all and what God is sharing in our hearts as we're studying scripture. And so that's what we're doing. I guess just to maybe kind of lead into this is what ultimately led here is just so kind of everybody knows is, I didn't really get started in a typical church context. When I got saved, my dad was part of what's known as a para ministry, a men's ministry. And that's what I initially got involved in is helping him, going to churches, helping them establish men's ministries. Right. And so I got to see a wide range of different churches, different denominations, different sizes, different cultural backgrounds. And when I started going to actual churches, it kind of took a whole gamut. I started with a little church that met in a local school that after 3 months, the pastor quit and it broke apart. I've been to Pentecostal churches. Mm-hmm. I've been to other, so I've kind of run the gamut and then got involved in ministry at a independent Baptist church and kind of was really heavily involved in there and then left for a bit to help my dad with a church plant out in a more rural area and then came back. So it's kind of been a cross section. So I think there's always been this thing in the back of my mind about what church really is.
Right.
And it just that 3, 4, 5 years ago when this all really kicked off, I think it finally came to a head as I really sat down and started looking at it. And so that's what this podcast is. And then take all that ministry experience. There's some things that I noticed about the church, and there's really three things that are kind of driving this topic in our podcast, and that Christians know pretty much what the church should be doing. Yeah. I think they've got the doing down. If you ask a churchgoer what the church is, what are they going to give you? They're going to give you a list of what the church does.
Right.
Right? We're to help the poor. We're to help the widows. We're to do this. We're to pray together. Mm-hmm. We're to do all these things.
Right.
The problem, though, is I've noticed they can't articulate really what the church is, biblically speaking, the very nature, the core of it, right? You'll get the typical response, what is the church? Well, it's people. It's not the building. They say that, but then the whole emphasis and focus is on getting people to go to a building, mm-hmm. right? Or they talk about, I'm going to church. Well, right. Wait a minute. I thought it was a gathering of people, right? And I think that's part of the third thing is they may know what the church is supposed to do, or they can articulate what the Bible says about the church,
right.
But then their actions do totally different. And I saw that in my own life.
Sure. Yep.
You kind of, this is how you do things. And then all of a sudden, if you're really being honest with what God's word is saying, you're like, well, I don't know if I'm really doing that from the
right
motivation. And so that's the heart, I think, of this is to let's have this discussion about what the Bible says about the church. And by far, this won't be exhaustive. Otherwise we'd have, 10-hour episodes. So it's going to be over the course of time that we're going to be hitting on these subjects. And so, I think that's kind of the heart of what this podcast is hoping to do and accomplish. So,
I think we, in our experience, like you said, about 4 or 5 years ago, we were just getting to the point and it honestly could have been the point of a little bit close to burnout.
Mm-hmm.
If not actual burnout, just from our experience. And I know a lot of people experience this, right? Because when you're on staff at a church, you are always there.
Yeah.
And I know one of the things we talked about was we weren't able to engage with lost people as much. We weren't able to be the church outside of the property because we were always on the property. And so we took a leap of faith. You went and started working at Target.
Target.
Man.
Right on the trenches.
Retail. And I hopped in and started teaching math. We, you know, had a real significant career change, I guess you could call it. I don't like using career, but.
I think the other thing that happened too is you get so involved in the day-to-day trappings of doing the business of the church that you end up doing a lot of things to where you're not even gifted or necessarily where the Lord is leading you. And, you know, if you're not in a context that where that's being mapped in the right direction, that is what can cause burnout too. And, and it really stepping out back into the secular work world gave me the freedom to then start interacting and doing the work of the Lord and being that follower of Jesus in my giftedness and my personality. And that has really opened up a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that's another aspect of it too.
Yep. Yep. I agree. We've been working outside of the church now for 3 years or so and been able to have a few gospel conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. Way,
which is good.
Absolutely.
We're kind of taking that into this series of, you know, what the church is supposed to be doing. So our context, you know, we're both working in the secular world and we're leading this group of people, sharing the scriptures, studying, going deeper with them, so that they can experience, really know who God is, who Jesus is. We're going through John, or we've been going through John, right? And so really know who Jesus is and let that change who we are at a core level, like we've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And then that will produce the life change there.
Yeah, and I think getting people to understand that church isn't something that you do. Mm-hmm. You know, it needs to be who you are. It's every minute of your life. And I know, I think we all can say that, but is every aspect of our life like that? I think the illustration that I always share with everyone here at Motion Church is my being a former Marine. And it's been 20 years or so since I've been in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And I still, every day, there's some kind of way I insert the Marine Corps in my day. I mean, I wear a Marine Corps lanyard with my badge at work at the library now. So because it's not what I did. To be a Marine, it is the very nature of who you are, and there is no separation from it. That's why we say once a Marine, always a Marine. And really, that's what believers are supposed to be. Everywhere I go, I'm a Marine. Everywhere I go, I'm a follower of Jesus. So every conversation, every action, everything is ministry. And there is no, oh, well, I take part in this ministry. No, because my life is Jesus Christ. And I think that's the element that is missing because it flies in the face of American culture. Because American culture is all about accomplishment to do. And and the bigger your accomplishment, the greater success you are.
Right.
And Jesus is the exact opposite. So... Yeah, I think that's kind of the course of what we want to accomplish with this series specifically about the church. So
So we are excited to look at this with you. Did you want to go into some scriptures here before we?
Yeah, you know what? I think this is a perfect opportunity for me to kind of talk a little bit more about that whole being and doing bit. Because I'm gonna share this a lot, probably in our podcasts. So we'll use this as our basis here. We're gonna establish what I mean so that we can always say, hey, refer back to our second podcast on in the series. And I would say there's two aspects from a practical viewpoint of following the Lord, and that's being and then doing. And it's the being is what fuels the doing. So let's look at James chapter 1, verses 19 through 25, and that's going to set the stage for what I'm talking about. James writes here, he says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." So he said, be quick to hear, receive with meekness the word. Be a hearer of the word. So it's the whole aspect of soaking in scripture, letting it tear you apart, rip you to shreds, take off that old sinful person and start living out that follower of Jesus, just like that Marine, now inserting Marine in everything, right? Christ is in every aspect. And that, it's a natural outpouring. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to just insert Jesus into your conversation. You don't have to try. You don't have to work at it. That's how you're going to start using how God has gifted you to do it. I equate it, you know, having to do evangelism and go knocking on doors, people I didn't know, and is so outside my comfort zone. And this whole idea of, oh, you're just doing it for Jesus, so you just got to suck it up kind of deal. And no, this is awkward and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But sitting there scanning returns at Target, man, I was able to share Christ in amazing ways, but it was in my natural environment. And I did that in a great, happy mood because of who I was in Jesus. And so there's that two aspect. And so we want people to not just know what to do because they're a follower of Jesus, but to really know who they are. And so like me, always inserting Marine Corps stuff, you know, everybody's inserting Jesus stuff into it. And so I share that there's really two aspects to the being and doing. They're both collective and personal. And Paul, I think, really hits this in Ephesians. We see this idea of being and doing lived out in this letter here. And in Ephesians 4, really from 1 all the way through verse 16, I'll read it real quick and just chat a little bit about it. Paul writes, "I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Right? "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." I mean, he's hitting who you are in Christ. He says, "Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men." And he kind of goes on to this, but then he gets into the doing part. right? All of this talk about one God, one faith, one baptism. You're all in Christ, all gifted according to Christ, all of these things that he says. And then he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning and craftiness and deceitful schemes, right? That there's that being kind of creeping back in again. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Boom!
Right.
Right? It's everybody understanding who they are in Christ, everybody knowing what their gifts are, working together, where they fit in the body, doing what they need to be doing, knowing who they are. That's what, as a body of believers, fully grab hold of who they are in Christ, and they start working towards implementing it. Boom. Yep. And so you've got the being driving the doing, and it's done in a collective way and a personal way.
Right.
It's done on the personal level where each of us are looking at our walk with the Lord, but that has to then translate. I'm supposed to be doing this as part of the body, right? Every part doing its work.
Right.
And when every joint, every muscle, every tendon is doing what it should be doing,
right,
that's how the body grows. The body being the full body of Christ. That's how people come to know who Jesus is. And that's what the church, that's what should be driving the church.
Yep.
And I think that's some of the dangers of the incorporated church in our Western culture, in that once you start collecting money and you start building buildings, well, you got to maintain lights, and you got to maintain yards, and you got to maintain AC and all of these things. And if you don't, then you lose the building.
Right.
Right. And so these trappings that really aren't part of what Paul's talking about is inserted into the process. And that's why we want to do what we're doing. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have something to...
I think our view is it's hard enough to do just what Paul wrote there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to throw in all of these extra things that you have to worry about, because we're not saying that those things are wrong. It's not wrong to have a building. It's not wrong to have, you know, nice things and amenities for people to, you know, enjoy comfortably.
Yeah.
Church service, which I think is a whole other topic, but why, you know, worry yourself with those things?
Yeah.
Right. I think about what Paul says, you know, a soldier who goes into battle doesn't entangle himself with the things that are there.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of that mentality. It's hard enough to collectively hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough to collectively, you know, study the word together.
Yep.
Why would we want to worry ourselves with other things that we have to do that then, and not necessarily people's fault, but they ultimately end up becoming more of the focus because you have to uphold those things.
Yeah.
You have to continue doing those things. And so that's kind of our heart behind what we're doing and what we see from the scriptures. You know, if you don't have to do something extra, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know, I think that's the beat of the house church like we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, people have their house. They're already doing those things, and it's just there. It's not any extra.
Yeah, and there's a freedom and flexibility that comes with when you see how the early church had gathered. Because you don't have these certain traps. I think about Motion Church and what's been happening with this pandemic that we've gone through. According to all the guidelines, we didn't necessarily have to stop meeting.
Right.
Because we were under the size guidelines.
Right.
And then when somebody did, say in most church, hey, I was with somebody who may have been tested positive. Us switching to a couple Sundays going to the video chat was very seamless.
Right.
You know, you have those flexibilities, being able to adjust our meeting days
right.
because of work schedule changes was much more flexible, and you're able to interact, I think, with the community without a lot of those outside stressors
right.
That can hamper things. I think we want our shepherds and teachers to be able to focus on the word
right.
and praying and teaching, and not worrying about, can we pay the light bill? Do we need to have a giving campaign to make sure, you know? Right. And those are just some of the topics. I think, like you said, with some of those others, we'll be hitting on these
yeah.
As we look at it. And that's cool stuff. I'm excited for these topics. So.
Yep. Well, I think we're going to let that one stay there, and we will pick up on the next episode next week. So thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Have a good one.